I started seeing the smoke and smelling the grills from my neighbor's yard recently. My Weber's cleaned up, newly accessorized, and ready to fire up. So that means it's sell it season. Hi, I'm Quantella Noto, Associate Professor and Director of Hospitality Management at Southeast Missouri State University. Potato salad is on the menu. It's one of our beloved American side dishes that accompanies barbecues, family gatherings, or just a day outdoors. It must be popular because one of my local markets have four kinds: mayonnaise, mustard, red potato and egg, and deviled egg. Of course, you know the potato came to us via Europe, where it was a versatile staple in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. In case you didn't know, Germans take their potato salad seriously, where it is known as Kartoffelsalat. The American versions are rooted in German cuisine, which uses vinegar, sugar, mustard, oil, and herbs to dress boiled, mashed, and sliced potatoes. The earliest written recipes for American potato salad date to the mid-19th century. I have a few recipes for potato salad from a book titled Housekeeping in Old Virginia, published in 1879. One of them uses cold-boiled potatoes dressed with vinegar, your quote-unquote best salad oil, parsley, salt, and pepper. I also have a recipe for funeral potato salad. I won't talk about that now, but I'll leave you the recipe. So what's the best potato to use and why? A waxy potato such as Yukon Gold, Red Bliss, or Fingerling. Waxy potatoes are denser and remain solid when cooked. The russet or Idaho potato is starchy, lighter, drier, and doesn't work well in wet recipes. It can become mushy. How do you dress potato salad? Well, oil and vinegar-based dressing dates to the 19th century, but it's not clear when mayonnaise came into the dressing room. Culinary historians credit a French chef with the invention in 1756, but Spanish historians claim it came from locals in Minorca, Spain, so I guess that means we don't know for sure. Bottled mayonnaise became available in America in the 1900s, and by the 20s and 30s, the iconic brands, Hellman's, Best Foods, Duke's, and Miracle Whip, was introduced. And the tangy, sharp flavor of mustard as a base is said to be preferred in the South. Sometimes it's called Texas style. I'm a mayo girl myself, so I swear by Hellman's, but Duke's works. My mother made mayonnaise-based versions, always with Miracle Whip. I was often the chop girl. I diced celery, onions, bell peppers, while she peeled and chopped the potatoes. We mixed those together, added chopped hard-boiled eggs, which she chopped in the palm of her hand. Then sweet relish, apple cider vinegar, mayo, salt, pepper. Crumbled egg yolks topped the salad with a final sprinkle of paprika for color. When I say my family is deeply rooted in potato salad, I mean it attended almost every family gathering. Thanksgiving, Christmas, I'm serious. And did I mention funeral potato salad? One of the best things about it is that it travels well. It's one of the grand dames of potluck. So who brings the potato salad to your events? I don't know about your family, but in mine, only certain people can bring the potato salad. Some of you know what I mean. There are folks who are better at it than others, and designating someone the potato salad queen or king is usually wise. My husband asked me where my mother's recipe is. I didn't have a copy, so I asked my sisters for it, and none of us have it written down. We just make it. I think this is the first time I've actually written it down. I'm Quantella. Join me next time to find out what's on the menu.